Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm going to continue with the Lord's help, complete a message I've been sharing this week, the living Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, Jesus is wonderful. There's no words to express how beautiful, how glorious He is. He may have come as the lowly Nazarene over 2,000 years ago as a suffering servant, but beloved, He is the risen, unveiled Christ today. He is the only blessed potentate. He is our soon coming King, the offspring of David, the only begotten of God. He's both the offering as well as the offer for sin. He's our high priest, doesn't the scripture tell us that in Hebrews, with an unending priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, the mediator of a new covenant, the perfection of God, and our great physician. Praise God. He is our righteousness, our ransom, our rest. He is our resurrection and our life, the rose of Sharon that dares to bloom in the face of the devil in the wilderness place. He's no longer on the cross, beloved. He's the risen Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the only blessed potentate. He is our Redeemer, our redemption, the Rock of Ages, the music and lyrics sung from angel voices. Praise God. This is the God that we serve, the Jesus that we love. The Word tells us that there are two spirit forces at work in the earth right now. One is the spirit of truth, and the other is the spirit of error. There's no in-between. There's either one or the other. There's God or Satan and his demonic hosts. God tells us in 1 John 4, 1 through 6, and I'd like to read it. Let me find it. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Praise God. There is a spirit of error at work in the earth to deceive people from hearing the whole world word of God. And Satan will do everything he can to deceive and lie and cheat and pervert and distort and attack whenever and wherever he can. He does not want the Church of Jesus Christ to know who they really are in Christ. Nor does Satan want the body of Christ to know the power that they have in Jesus Christ. Satan knows that his time is numbered. He cringes at the thought of the Church of Jesus awakening from spiritual slumber. All of creation is groaning and waiting and travailing for the manifestation of the sons of God. That tells me that there is a time coming when truly the sons of God will be manifested, that the church will truly be the glorious church that is prophesied, that is spoken about in the pages of the New Testament, that she will be that bride without spot, stain, and wrinkle. We're seeing unveiled to the saints the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this ministry among the Gentiles, which is according to Colossians 1, 26 and 27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Beloved, you're just not a wild grape. We are beloved branches on the vine of Jesus. We are on the vine of eternal salvation, if you will. We are complete in Christ. The promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Nothing can be added to completeness. Isn't that right? That's why we need to know the living Lord Jesus Christ. Not only did he make a way for our sins to be forgiven, but he's so much more than that. He's our comforter, our guide, our teacher, our high tower. When our spirit is overwhelmed within us, we pray, lead us, O God, to the rock that is higher than I. He's the rock of ages, beloved. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. To Abraham, he was what? Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord our provider, that God will provide a sacrifice. And he did that, a ram in a thicket, so he didn't sacrifice his son Isaac. Jesus was our sacrifice. That was a prefiguring of what God was going to do. That Jehovah Jireh means that he will provide. At that place in Genesis 22 and 14, he was ready to raise the knife, an angel prevented him. And Jehovah Nisi means Jehovah is my banner. And that was the name given by Moses to the altar he had built as a memorial of victory over the Amalekites in Exodus 17 and 15. And Jehovah Raha means Jehovah is my shepherd. And that should make you think of that beautiful 23rd Psalm when David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And then there's Jehovah Shalom, meaning Jehovah is peace. And God gave this name to the altar he built at Ophrah in Judges 6:24. And then there's Jehovah Shammah, meaning Jehovah is there. Hallelujah. That was the name given to the heavenly Jerusalem in Ezekiel's vision, in Ezekiel 48:35. Jehovah Tsidkenu, it means Jehovah is our righteousness. This was the name given the king who was to rule over Israel. Jeremiah 23 and 6, and his city in Jeremiah 33, 16. And beloved, Jesus is coming back to the earth. His feet will be again placed upon the Mount of Olives, and he will rule over Israel and over the entire world. He will break the nations as with a rod of iron. He will consume the wicked by the brightness of his glory and the word, the sword of his mouth. He will be the brightness of that holy city, the New Jerusalem, where there is no need of the sun, for his glory will outshine the sun. The living Lord Jesus Christ was more than a mere man. He was more than a good teacher. He was more than a philosopher. He was more than a moralist. He was God incarnate in flesh. He was the very beginning of God's great plan of redemption and the finale, if you will, the ending, the finisher of God's divine plan of redemption. Jesus sums up everything, beloved, all of creation. Everything revolves around Jesus. And that's why I wanted to emphasize through these broadcasts this week that you will turn aside from all the things that would distract, turn aside from the things that would hold you back, and turn your eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. On that day, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." And when he made that declaration, beloved, it's complete. There's nothing that can be added to his plan, for it was perfect. And so, beloved, how can I summarize all this? What is the conclusion to all that I've been sharing this week? I've been talking about Jesus. On Monday, I said, I was thinking of that old chorus, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings, is he the Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. And yes, is the enemy at work? Of course. Do we need to be aware of his devices and not ignorant of them? Absolutely. We need to take authority over every work of the enemy that would come against us, against loved ones, against those who are bound by the strategies and by the snares snares of the evil one. But beloved, our eyes need to be on Jesus. There are those who just concentrate on everything the devil's doing. We need to be balanced. We need to walk a road of moderation. We need to understand that Jesus is Lord over all the craziness that's going on in the world, the terrible things we hear happening through the news broadcasts, the nations of an upheaval. Beloved, Jesus said it would all happen, but he's in control. He knows exactly what happens. We spend our time trying to figure out the timing of everything, don't we? I'm telling you, trying to figure out when the rapture is going to be taking place. Beloved, what does it matter? We just need to be ready and working for Jesus. And as a member of his body in this earth, you can have a victorious life in Jesus. Sorrow may come, but he'll be the joy of your soul. The enemy may come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. He may come at you one way, but as you listen and begin to accept and keep the words of God and do them, the Lord will cause the enemy to flee from before you seven ways. My time is it just moved so quickly this week. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for everyone who is listening. And Lord, all of us need a greater revelation of Jesus in our lives. I'm asking that for my brothers and sisters. I'm asking for myself that we can see Jesus ever more clearly, that our eyes shall be single and full of light, that we won't turn to the right hand or to the left, but Lord, we will be focused. We will keep our eyes upon you, on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And we will trust you, Lord, as we will do this, as we will be yielded and surrendered to you. You will do the things that we cannot do. You never meant, we cannot perfect ourselves, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we know that it can be accomplished. And I release that power right now to every single listener. You know the bondages, you know addictions, you know the things that have kept them under, the things that have so discouraged them, that have taken hope out of their heart and produced hopelessness. I rebuke the spirit of despair and despondency, and I thank you, Lord, that hope shall arise, and you shall receive glory, and this shall be a new day in their lives. Hallelujah. Mark it down by faith. Amen. Praise God. Well, I love you. Thank you for joining me this week. I continue to pray for you. My heart's desire is God's best for you, radio audience and beloved prayer partners. I pray for you every day. Sometimes as I pray, go through the day, I think of specific needs that have come in, and I pray. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.